If you're ADHD, if you're married and you have a couple of kids and you're stressed out a lot, here's a video that might be helpful for you. I'm going to be talking about how to find rest in God during stressful times. First thing we got to do is recognize overwhelm. Acknowledge when life feels chaotic. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Acknowledge God in the chaotic times is something that we can do often because it's almost like it's always, right? We're always stressed out, we're always under pressure, we're always worrying. I mean, there's so much that life throws at us, on a day-to-day basis. Like every day, it's not like one day goes by that it's not there, It may be it to the point where you have so much peace, you know what I mean? That you're like, okay, this will do, This is you, it may seem like nothing's going wrong, but being peaceful in those stressful situations, check. Check. Being peaceful in those stressful situations, is something that we can do. By recognizing it, recognizing when we're overwhelmed and giving it to God. Go to God, go to Jesus, and just give it to Him. Tell Him I'm overwhelmed. Next thing we do, seek God first. Prioritize prayer over problem solving. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, says Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Prioritize prayer over problem solving. Like, yes, we may be overwhelmed. And we may feel like we want to worry. If we continue, like for me, for instance, if I'm on it like every day, like if I'm on a schedule, no matter the type of chaotic time that's going around me, whether it's good chaos or bad chaos or whatever you want to call it, I notice that whenever I'm like say in scripture all the time, it helps me to be easily more peaceful. Same thing with prayer. Like if you're constantly in prayer, you're constantly journaling, journal thankful prayers, you know what I mean? Put a list of things that to be thankful for. You know what I mean? When you put those things into practice, when I put them into practice over and over and over, like as part of my life, when the stressful times hit, it helps me to remember, like, okay, God's in charge. I need to put God first and all this turmoil that's going on. God needs to be the center of everything, So whenever I keep a when I make it part of my lifestyle to pray, to read scripture, it helps me to remember that God is the center point of all the chaos. And he's the strength, the stronghold, as Psalm says, in times of turmoil, in times of storms and so all that stuff that it says in Psalms. Number three, rest in His peace. Spend quiet time with God daily. Psalm 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." A lot of times I get very stressed out and overwhelmed, being that I've mainly ADHD, somewhat autistic on the neurodiverse spectrum. Things can get so chaotic to the point where I just start taking it out on those closest to me. And in my case, it's my family, my kids, right? And I've grown to a level of maturity where it's like, okay, I need to go to a point in the house or outside or somewhere away from everybody where I can it can just be me and God, or me just calming myself. So I'll go to my room and lay down for a few minutes for a few moments and just kind of reflect and think what's going on. This is happening because of this. I have all this stuff planned. And then at that point, if you spend that little bit of time with God and just add a prayer into that, because I do that and sometimes I forget to pray. And I'll just go and just go off by myself and just lay down for a few moments and just rest, and that's what I'll do. Add God to that. Like, God, I'm here to rest. All this stuff is going on. Please help me to remember the fo my focus and what's happening, because I've got so many. Like, have you seen that? It's like a, I don't know if it's a meme, but people with ADHD, they have so many tabs open in their brain. Like, I like an internet browser. You got all these different tabs. That's me, like all the time, and it gets to the point where it's like, I need time alone, not only by myself, and I need time alone with God, right? That's the best time to reset my mind, like to recoup, you know what I mean? Like it's like you've been working out, and then on that day of rest, your muscles are like, okay, I get to chill. You know what I mean? That's what I kind of have to do. Last thing, release control. Trust God's timing and provision. Psalm chapter 23, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." This is very difficult because in an age of social media where everybody's putting their business online, and like Facebook especially, people put the best part of their life online. And so we want to chase after different things. We want to constantly have everything and have all this stuff, right? But when we trust God, you get to a point where it's like, I don't necessarily need all that stuff. You know, I'm good. Be content. What does it say? What does Paul say? I think it's Paul or Peter in the New Testament. Like, he says, like, I learned how to be content in every situation, whether hungry or well fed. You know, whether having little or having a lot, I've learned how to be content in every situation. So there may be chaos, there may be a stressful times, but just remember to give that stress to God, because stress is real, right? It's a scientific thing. Like, stress happens whenever there's so much stuff going on in your life, basically, right? There's so much stuff going on in your mind. You know, a loved one could pass away. You could have a celebration. It doesn't matter. Stress is stress, whether it's good or bad, you know. So just giving those stressful times to God as our shepherd, you know, and, you know, we're the flock, we're the sheep. God's the shepherd. He's going to guide us and show us the right way we need to go. So sheep don't like worry. You know what I mean? They're just like following wherever the shepherd takes them. And you know, if it's a good shepherd, he leads them to green pasture, you know, he leads them beside still waters, you know, as that same Psalm 23 talks about. So hopefully that helps. Here's one thing we can take away before we go. Set a daily 5-minute timer to sit in silence, focusing on God's presence. Being ADD, ADHD, if I put a timer on, I'll forget to put the timer on. But I do for sure know that I need to go to a quiet place, you know, whether it's my room, whether it's outside, whether it's driving in the car with the radio off, or going to park near the ocean. I live near the ocean or by the bay. So I go park by the bay, just chill there for a few minutes, watch the sun, watch the sunset, whatever, to just take those few moments. It doesn't have to be 5 minutes. It could be whatever. But this is just kind of like a place point. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be set in stone. It don't have to be 5 minutes. Just set aside that time and try to do it. It's hard for me to do that without things getting to me, like to go and set aside time. Okay, I need to have 5 minutes to go. You know what I mean? I do it at the point of stress, like I'm really stressed out, and then I go. It's hard for me to just go, like, set aside a portion of my time. Okay, I need to go outside and spend 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Some people could do that, some people can't. Hopefully that helps. Here's another set of videos. Here's a playlist or a video related to this, overcoming worry and stress and stuff like that. Hopefully it helps. Let me know in the comments how you deal with stress. What's some of the things that you do? Some things that help you along the way. How do you rest in God during stressful times? And thanks a lot, you guys. Have a good one. Bye.